Yes, we have one of the more prominent members of TRS that has been trading dick pics.
Ghoul.
That would be Ghoul.
Ghoul.
Yeah.
Ghoul is a fact.
Ghoul.
Or a bisexual, whatever you want to call him. Risen. He likes the cock!
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but please click that link at your own discretion. I've gone through a couple of these images, and I don't like what I saw. So,
well, let us explain what we're talking about, Mushroom. But yes, I would highly recommend everyone listening, treat this as very not safe for work. You don't want to be looking at this at work, because you'll be fucking punching the wall in your cubicle or whatever your job is.
You also might get fired.
You also might get fired. So
somebody else at your job might get a promotion.
Okay, let's just forget about this. So, if for some reason you don't know who Ghoul is, let's go say Ghoul is a member of the death panel of the Daily Shower, the former really huge alt-right podcast, the flagship of the right stuff .biz. It was the thing that got them popular, if you don't know about this. And Ghoul, of course, is also involved in other organizations. He was involved in American Vanguard a lot for a good part of 2016. I remember he used to promote them all the time. And of course, after the election of Donald Trump, he began doing videos where he revealed his face. And then a month later, he was completely doxxed by Antifa at his university that he attends. And yeah, so Ghoul has always been a vehemently like anti-degenerate, so he claims. He's always been the guy who goes, fuck them and helicopter rides, etc. He's always been that kind of guy.
If you've ever spoken to Ghoul, he goes on and on at times. He will brag about how degenerate he used to be, except he'll never go into any sort of detail. Mm-hmm. And I think we can see why now.
There's two things I want to just, with the Antifa docs thing. I can't remember if it was the It's Going Down page or if it was one of the other mirrors of the same content, but they claimed that he had been aiding them in doxing other people in supposedly to protect his own skin. I don't know if that's true or not. Take that at your own.
I don't know if we can confirm that or not. Can we
have I kind of doubt it, but it's more.
I have no idea about that.
Yeah, we're not qualified to talk about that. So I don't know. Take it as what you will. But so, of course, he was doxxed in November 2016. We should probably explain the timeline here because I'll be honest. I mean, as a lot of people may know, I was the intern for the Daily Show, and this is where it gets personal for me. So I'll tell you my little personal story of how I came across this, and this will reveal just the extent of everything. So he was doxxed in November 2016, and it was revealed, and apparently this was known in the inner circle, this was known for some time, his mother was married to another woman in a lesbian relationship. So Ghoul has two mummies.
Oh yeah, buddy G, two moms and me.
So... Oh, man.
How come Ghoul gets to have two mummies, Bill?
So he has two mummies. That came out. And, of course, he dropped off the face of the earth for a while. He showered everything, and he was no longer in the Daily Shower. Fast forward to...
He's going back up to events these days, which is part of why this is coming out.
Yeah. So fast forward to late December, early January of this year. And Hazard here contacts me in private one day and says, hey, mate, we found something. And you've probably seen this. If you've browsed HN, you've probably seen this. There is a Jewish tranny by the name of Natalie Wise claiming that in a post where she shares a link to the itsgoingdown.org link, the docs of Ghoul, claiming that she knew Ghoul, they had a brief relationship, and they would have actually had a more serious relationship had they not lived in different cities. And of course,
this was after my departure from TRS. Yes. I still had some loyalty to the individuals I had been friends with for quite some time, and I figured that Common Felt had stumbled onto this information. There was the connection because he made a post on Twitter where immediately back to back he posted made a post that said, "I will fight white genocide by fucking a tranny, most of my haters," and then immediately afterwards linked to a post by one of Ghoul's memes, counter signal memes for fashy goys, along with the text, reminder that the author of these doodles is a faggot with two mommies whom he loves very much. So I asked mine here to go ahead and let Sven and Mike know that, look, it's looking like this has been pulled up. It's, you should probably start doing some damage control and prep work.
Yeah.
And what was their reaction?
Because at the, there's a lot more context we should add here. At the time, I did not know any of this. In fact, a lot of what we know, we're talking about today, I've only learnt about in the last 5 months. So I should correct the record on that. So we didn't know about this. We assumed it was false, and I could see why there could be benefit of the doubt, but with all the mounting evidence, I think it's real. So this came up, and Hazardsy, we had no way of contacting Ghoul. The only way we could really contact Ghoul was via the death panel. And we thought we'd better warn the death panel for this, better let know that Ghoul, this is coming. Maybe Ghoul could convince the tranny to delete it. We don't know. This is what our thought process was at the time. So it was before an episode of The Daily Shower, sometime in early January. I believe it was like a week before all the big doxings happened, a week or two. And we're just sitting there, you know, Sven's fucking around with his shit like he normally does, and just people are just casually chatting about what we're going to be talking about. And Sven casually mentions, because at the time, this is when Hazard and him were having a little fucking fight. He's like, "Oh yeah, Hazard apparently wanted to tell me something that was important about ghouls, probably nothing." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that." And Sven responds, "Oh, you know about that? Oh, what is it?" And so I was like, "Look, I'm not trying to slander Ghoul here. It's just that this has come up and we feel it's important that he has a right to know. Apparently there's a trainee on Facebook claiming that she knows him and has been in a relationship with him." And at this point, Seventh Son immediately says, "I'm not talking, I'm not listening to this," and just goes quiet. I should say, it was Seventh Son, Mike Enoch, and Bulbasaur were there, but I'm pretty sure Bulbasaur's AFK because he was silent through all of this. So Sven just says, "I don't want to have anything to do with this." And then Mike Enoch begins yelling at me, "Shut up, shut up, I don't want to hear about this." And I was like, "So look, Mike, I'm not trying, it's just, this is important." And he just cuts me off and screams at the top of his lungs, "Shut up, shut up, I don't want to hear anything about this, just shut up." And there was just dead silence. And I was just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mike." And he's just like, "No, we're not talking about this." And silence again. And then the Seventh Son's like, "Let's go record the show, shall we?" And we just never spoke of it ever again. So that really, I'll be honest, that's what really got me thinking. It's like, what a, such a fucking vehement reaction. Now, I could, at the time, I was like, I can understand. They don't want to know this kind of shit because it's just, you know, whatever. But as time has gone on, as we've learned more about what we're going to be talking about today, yeah, Florian's really triggered right now. As time has gone on, I think what I've come to realize is I think they knew. They knew about this. And the reason why they didn't want to hear anything about this, and as we mentioned before in our Greg Johnson part, is that people in this movement are prepared to look the other way when it comes to degeneracy. And I think with this case, and I'm being 100% honest here, they knew, and they just thought, if we stick our fingers in our ears and go, "La, la, 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 it's not happening," then it'll just all go away.
And they, it's a very common trend I've noticed now, is that willingness to ignore or compromise for people that are either someone in the movement or someone that you're friends with. No, there is no principle
character. So that was the reaction, and it was never spoken about ever again.
Another thing, if I may, I remember distinctly the tirade on, I can't remember when this was, long before all this happened, McCall talking on The Daily Show about the Growing Up Trans documentary, And he seemed very mad about it. So, of course, I was intrigued. Then I went and watched it, and I got very mad about it, too. To so vocally be opposed to that sort of stuff and yet entertain those people with all their delusions, with all their bullshit, that just seems...
Well, I mean, I could go full Jew psychologist here and psychoanalyze why, because we've got some other examples of how he's done something and then he's vehemently opposed to it. Shall we talk about... Well, you know, okay, so yes, okay, so there's just so much to go through. The viewers at home, we've got a gigantic list in front of me and I'm just, like, looking at the dot points. So,
nigga, we ain't even so- one-third yet.
So, yeah, so we fast forward a couple of weeks. I left the Daily Show after the whole Yid Wife crisis and all the doxings and just the fucking crap that happened after that. And then Hazard once again hits me up and tells me what we kind of hinted at early in this segment, that
Ghoul's been trading dick pics.
And we have the wonderful honor. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. We have the wonderful honor of having one of those pictures.
Now, it ain't that big, with, folks.
Well, penis. Now, while everybody's asking, why does Hazard have Ghoul's dick pic? I have an edited version of one of Ghoul's dick pics. You have to understand. This was, there was a time a while back where Ghoul, fart sniffer that he is, decided that a lot of Facebook posts needed his commentary, but didn't deserve the effort of him making a comment. So he just posted a picture of this dog with a disappointed look on its face that he called Wino, and said that it was now a fashion meme. He recently tried to post it back. He was posting it, this is Wino, this is a new symbol of implicit fashness, and then he deleted that post on his meme page.
On Counter-Signal Memes for Fashy Goys, we should just state there. That's cool, by the way. If you like that page, that's cool.
So, a friend of mine at the time, he was in close contact with Brendan Kissam, Thorne Lockerson. What do you know? It keeps coming back to this one individual. Mm. And Thorne Lockerson bragged to him that he had Ghoul's dick pics. My friend, sensing the potential for the funniest thing that he could imagine, coaxed the dick pic out of Brendan Kissam, photoshopped this dog's head over the head of Ghoul's dick, and it was the funniest fucking thing we had ever seen. You'd have to have dealt with Ghoul persistently just trying to be condescending by posting an image of this stupid fucking dog over and over again to really understand just how funny this picture was. Now, eventually, though, time went by, and this was in one of the Inner Circle groups. The subject of Ghoul came up, and I had had enough of just the fact that Ghoul was a fucking fag. So I posted the pic in there, going, you know, look, Ghoul's a fucking fag. He's been sending dick pics around. And I got a little message back from Thorne Lockerson, Brendan Kiss.
Do you want
which
me to
should attest. Yes, this should be at least somewhat decent proof that this pic is indeed of Ghoul's dick.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, November 24th, 3:58 p.m. Bruh, no, air quotes, half-fag Ghoul comments. I was wrong to share that with blank, because that's the name of the person. He was more wrong to share it with you. And you are super wrong to go post that in the group. So please, stop compounding my error in judgment. Plez fam. And Hazard responds with, whoops, sorry. And then Brendan Kissam responds with, thanks fam.
Now, Mushroom, Florian, you guys seem to be playing the role of neutral party. Can you really think of anything else other than a dick pic that could be referring to? I mean, I'm open for interpretation and theories.
Well, I've done a reverse image search of the a little snippet of the image in question. I've gotten nothing, so I guess that attests to somewhat that it is original. So worst benefit of the doubt is that he thinks you're spreading a false meme, but I highly doubt that, dude.
Yeah. I wish it'd state for the record that the person that has it got this from refuses to give us the original. I mean, I don't really want it, but just for the purpose of, like, correct investigation, yeah, he won't give us the original. He only gave us the meme.
Yeah, and compounded with the fact that, honestly, like, even taking snippets of this image and the image as a whole, I can't find anything else on the internet about it. I think that compounds it even more.
And if you actually take a look at the image, you can see that there is a hairy arm, fucking long, lanky fingers, and if you actually take a look at some of the stuff that Ghoul did for his Bone Zone channel, it's a fair bet to say that it is him.
Yeah. I remember, yeah, when Bone Zone was a thing, Ghoul was face-fagging non-stop in various TRS groups, and I remember distinctly, yeah, there's a picture of him just after the gym, and the arms, they look the same. That I will certainly believe that's him, because, oh.
I mean, even for it not to be him, certainly people close to him are under the impression that it is him, and I think there'd be people more in the know where that came from.
Mm. God, why are we talking about this, really? Like, see, this is just so fucking infuriating. We're literally talking about dick pics on the internet.
Not just dick pics. This is the Ghoul's dick pics. I think that the center point here specifically is not pictures of Ghoul's penis and whether this particular penis belongs to him or not. I think the question is, really, would we have this hermeneutic of gay suspicion? Would we even need to discuss this? If from the beginning we had a simple rule and it had been proliferated and widely accepted, no homos.
Rule one, no poofters. That's the rule one of the dingoes. If you cannot...
And it's rule 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, yeah, 11, like, unofficial rule 13.
Yeah, there's variations, but this is the fucking reason why we have this number one rule of the dingoes. No poofters. Any kind of suspicion, you're out.
Right. And so
that rule is enforced with religiousness.
Now, one of the things, the points that I would like to make is that there are many communities, far right communities, organizations, groups that don't have these problems. They don't have accusations that their higher ups are fags. They don't have the hermeneutic of gay suspicion within the membership of their group. They don't have constant infighting. They don't have constant back and forth drama, leaks and revelations, and so on, attempting to expose this filth. Because it's just understood that that's not tolerated there to begin with, and if it comes out, then the person is removed, and there's not really a question about it.
I mean,
where there is evidence of those claims, it is they are unpersoned as they should be. But with this, obviously, there's a lot of A-celeb bullshit.
Yeah,
yes, that's the thing. And so, I'll say this, and please, you know, I despise this A-celeb drama, faggot bullshit. Okay, it's ridiculous. But the reason I'm here is because, if anybody has, you know, been following me or my work, you'll know that I've been saying this for a while now, and that I've taken shit from TRS before and been permanently banned because I wouldn't back down on this particular topic. And so I think that it's just which way do you want to go? Because these are not going to – the alt-right is gay meme is not going to stop until the people that are the rank and file of this movement – you know, say, okay, actually, no, we have no tolerance for homos, and any of our people who claim to represent us who have tolerance for homos are not us, and I won't have anything to do with them.
You know, upon learning, like, all this shit, it comes to, like, a real shock to me, you know, that, like, you know, the alt-right is full of these, like, you know, these, for lack of a better word, to quote the guy that shot John Lennon, bunch of phonies. I do find solace in that their Alexa rank is going down by the day, and the fact that, you know, they're scorned everywhere, even on 4poll after the whole doxing shit. So I do keep a little bit of a white pill in that, and that, you know, cancerous as it is, they're only as big because they only seem as big because they're quote unquote e-celebs. But in reality, the following that they have and the people that actually go through with this shit is fairly small, as is the case with Greg Johnson. And even Ghoul, for that matter, and counter signal memes for fashy goys.
Right.
So,
shall we progress this on to the next thing?
We'll go to the next topic.
And if you've got alcohol, you might want to crack open a cold one.
Okay.
With or without the boys, because we're about to get to the really dark.
Don't do it with the boys. That's okay. Okay. Let's refocus here. To be honest, I think so. Next thing I have, I want to take this because this is where my personal story comes in again. So this was something that also happened with my tenure as the intern of the Daily Shower, and I thought absolutely nothing of it at the time. So in the lead up to MPI 2016, of course, it wasn't MPI. It was something happening in New York. That's right. It was the election party. They were driving to the election party. I forgot about that. So in the lead up to that, Ghoul and Greg Johnson went on a road trip together across America. And of course, and we know this is true because there's an episode and I've been trying to find it for the life of me. I'm not sure if it's been deleted. Probably hasn't. It's probably still out there. But there is an episode where Ghoul calls in on his mobile phone and he's in the car with Greg Johnson and they sort of chat for a bit. And I remember it distinctly. I was like, that's funny. Ghoul and Greg Johnson are driving together. Why couldn't they take a plane? But at the time, as I said, I didn't know any of this. So I just passed it off. And then when this all comes later, and as like Hazard and I, we were talking about this and planning what we were going to do with this, just the puzzle pieces started all falling together. Isn't it funny that Greg Johnson, the 50-something-year-old fag hag who likes young boys, is currently in a car driving a long distance with a young guy who sends dick pics to people?
People in the same group that he's in.
He does more than just send dick pics to people.
Oh, yes. I mentioned this before prematurely. It's time to talk about Andy.
Now, again, this is not the kid's real name. But Andy was an individual who came into our circles when he was either 15 or 16 years old. And he was pretty much, if you saw Andy, it was in the company of Ghoul. Online, of course. You know, if Ghoul was in a Skype call, Andy was there. If they were playing video games, it was Ghoul and Andy. And Andy, it is a really, really, really sad story.
So
Andy, again, not his real name, and he no longer hangs out in any of our circles or anything. He's detached himself from the movement. He was the child of a single mother and grew up without any real male role models in his life. And it's the typical backstory of, you know, young gay boy. Now, as y'all will remember, there was a TRS-affiliated Chicago meetup. And Ghoul took donations to be able to get a plane ticket out there and get a hotel room and everything and then posted about it. And the problem is, while he used the money for the plane ticket, he didn't actually get a hotel. He stayed with Andy. And there, I can't beat around the bush or sugarcoat it. There is some serious implications that Ghoul had sex with Andy. This is an individual who had turned 17 just before the Chicago meeting. So, you know, just barely legal by the laws of Illinois. It was also an individual who Ghoul had been talking to for the better part of somewhere between a year and 2 years. So starting when he was either 15 or 16 years old. This was an individual who looked up to and idolized Ghoul and saw him as sort of a male role model, more or less a father figure in his life. And
how about we just read this, and this will summarize it very good. So I'll read the Facebook post we have here. So this is a Facebook thread from what I assume is a TRS Facebook group. And these are all pseudonyms, well, for the most part, so it doesn't matter if I say their names. So Rhodes Maximin Slovaka says, Andy is gay? I didn't know this. Brenda Kassame, Ghoul's little catamite is gay. Everyone knew that, right? And we should just stop here for the moment, and I'll just provide to you what the definition of catamite is if you do not know. According to Wikipedia, a young boy kept for homosexual practices. So we have Brenda Kissane basically saying, yeah, Ghoul is fucking Andy. Hazard McCree responds, is this a meme or legit? Because a lot of fucking puzzle pieces fall into place if it's legit. Brenda Kissane says, well, if I'm going to hell, I might as well go full force. Yes, he is gay. He gay. He doesn't say is. Okay. Rhodes Maximus Slovaka. Is Ghoul fucking Andy? Brenda Kissane. Why do you think he lives in Ghoul's colon?
Yep. Now, here's the thing. After the Chicago meetup, Andy was still constantly hanging around with Ghoul. Up until the point that Ghoul started dating a girl from alt-right circles. Then Andy became very distant, seemed a little bit distressed, and then within a week or two had just basically just dropped off the face of the internet.
Gets the old noggin jogging.
Coincidence?
Right now I just want to scream.
and a lot of this does go back to the listeners asking themselves coincidence. You know, I mean, like, it's the thing with the JQ, dude. You know, if you've accepted, like, the JQ on a list of coincidences, I mean, surely by now you should have drawn up a bridge.
I mean, it'll be dismissed as, like, purity spirals, but it's like, there are a lot of really autistic people in this movement, right? We're going to notice shit. We're going to notice patterns. We've gotten very good at doing that in general, right? Do they think that are they so cocky that they think we won't notice it, or do they just not care? I mean, because we all know they don't fucking like foreigners.
They're lazy.
Those, do they?
They're lazy, as they've proven time and time again.
Because for a lot of these people, it's now become it's just a brand. It's now a brand. It's a business. It's all about getting the biggest reach, the most clicks on your website,
paywalls.
Since your podcast, your paywalls, donations, you name it, and if that requires just completely ignoring
cleaning
the
house
fact,
might lose some people.
Yeah. You should only be cleaning house when it's a purity spiralers from Antifa-chan. And you know what? We should talk about that. So, yes. So, yeah, they don't want to clean house because that would have a problem and that would cause issues because this is a business to them. You got to keep a public face in order to keep the shekels flowing and the cummies flowing, because let's be honest, it's cummies at this stage. That's what e-celeb culture is. It's just people standing around jacking off to you. So this is where we will probably transition into our next topic, and we're going to be talking about a very reliable guy. Who are we talking about, Hazard?
We're talking about Dante!
Oh, boy. Now, this one, a lot of people involved in the TRS community for the last 2 years will definitely know about. So, who we're talking about, of course, is TRV Dante, or just simply known as Dante, who was involved in the TRS Inner Circle. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, he was.
Look at my phone. Okay. Yeah, so he was involved in the TRS Circle, and he was a moderator, I believe, on the forums when they began in late 2015.
He was.
Okay. I was just double checking that. So yeah, Dante was involved with this shit, and he was already controversial at stage because he was a huge fucking autist, and he used to say shit and he'd get in trouble with Sven and like, you name it. So then it gets revealed sometime in early 2016 that Dante was a fag. What a shock. I know. Imagine my shock. And it was revealed that Dante had a whole bunch of nude pictures out there. And those nude pictures were sort of posted everywhere. And they are as gross as I took one look at it and I just never looked at them ever again.
Can confirm.
Oh, God. So I still have nightmares over that shit. And
he's vouched for by...
Yes. Ghoul on
a very reliable guy.
Yes. Ghoul on an occasion said, and I have the quote here, Dante is a very reliable guy. This was when people were questioning Dante's role as a moderator. This was before this all came out, I should state. Just make sure we got accuracy here. So yeah, Dante's nudes came out, And Dante immediately began claiming, yes, I'm gay, but no, those images are not me. And he said to
the guy in those photos is uncircumcised. I'm circumcised. I'll prove it.
So yeah, Ghoul said Dante was a very reliable guy and vouched for him and all that. So Dante's news were leaked and it was all over the forum. Everyone was all talking about it. Oh my goodness, a moderator's a fag. And Dante basically came out and said, yes, I'm gay, but those aren't my nude pictures. The guy in those pictures is, and I can't remember which way it goes, he's uncircumcised, I'm circumcised. And he said in a private message to Mike Enoch, and this is everywhere, like, you can find it, it's fucking everywhere. He said to Mike Enoch in Seventh Son that he was willing to send actual images of his penis to them to prove that the person in those pictures was not him. After that, he was just gone. He was just banned and removed, disavowed.
There was a big post about how they said that they didn't know Dante was gay and everything like that, etc. Which is actually false, because I have some more caps.
Oh, dear. So,
on the subject of dragon dildos, Dante posted, because there was a thread that became known as Dante's Drunk Furno. This was back in November of 2015. And he got plastered and started an AMA thread on the Facebook Inner Circle group. He was asked, because, you know, fags, dragon dildos, there's the V meme and everything. So he got asked, what do you think about dragon dildos? And, he said, I have a friend who owns one and hit me in the face with one, and I bought my boyfriend one for his birthday. His boyfriend. Openly fucking
great.
Admitted.
Great. Fantastic.
It was another thing where the subject of anime came up. Somebody shitposted about Boku no Pico, and Dante responded to that with, in my first ever gay date, we watched Boku no Pico over livestream. Jesus fuck.
For those of our listeners who are not aware what Boku no Pico is, it's essentially a Japanese pornography anime series about young boys who dress up like women and have sex with each other and with older men.
It is the zeitgeist that still stigmatizes anime culture to this day. And that anime, that shit's like, what, 7 years old now? It came out in 2010, right?
I don't know.
Anything about anime.
It's extremely fucking degenerate. It's extremely degenerate, and it has killed, arguably, you know, a very good medium of entertainment for the past, since its debut. So the test of degeneracy is not to be questioned.
So basically, simply put, it's fucking trap child porn cartoonified.
Yep.
And
this reliable guy watched that on his first gay date.
Yes. And we should reiterate, this was all talked about in the Inner Circle Facebook group of TRS.
I think we know where to go from here.
Okay. So this was all in the Inner Circle, right? So now we can move on to... So we've talked about the people, and we might as well start talking about the group itself, the Right Stuff.biz.